Jesus.
Did you ever want to believe in something so much that you didn't question it, even when it didn't make sense? It happened to the woman you'll meet now. She put her faith in a preacher who seemed to be the answer to her prayers. But was her faith misplaced? Jim Avila investigates.
I mean, you got $1 million miracle. $1 million miracle.
Through the haze of Insomniac TV, this could seem like just another get-rich-quick infomercial.
Later, lo and behold, I got 17,000.
But then the fun starts.
Jesus, I thank you. Woo!
The telltale raucous miracles that mean this could only be a TV faith healer.
Oh, she's drunk in the spirit.
Reverend Peter Popoff wants you to know that God can reverse every negative verdict in your life.
The key to this success, he says, is miracle spring water.
You're going to see miracle release, miracle money, miracle healing, miracle deliverance in your life.
It's just like almost God himself.
Carol Bercier was desperate in 2001 when she watched Reverend Peter Popoff. Both her sons, she says, were seriously ill, and Popoff's words were of great comfort.
I want to tell you, I care. I am concerned, and I know how to pray. I know how to move God.
He was just telling me exactly what I was going through. So, of course, I called. I called right away.
Carol says she received her water along with a letter from Popoff, like the one 2020 obtained. Our letter claimed the water comes from a Russian spring that, after the Chernobyl nuclear accident, had actually protected those who drank from it.
Ever since I started using this miracle water,
and it could miraculously protect the faithful today, too.
Listen to that. After you use a miracle spring water.
Yeah, I'll still use it, but I need some more. Send me some more.
But he warns.
Don't. I said, don't drink the water until you follow the divine leading and direction.
Those directions are quite specific, commanding you to sleep with it one night, then drink it right after waking up. Pray over the empty packet, then send it back to Popoff, and don't forget to include $17. Once on his mailing list, we were asked for another $27 for a bag of prayer-blessed Dead Sea salt to be eaten over a three-day period. Another $27 for a gold and silver blessing bracelet. And $200 for these paper leaf cutouts to be placed one at a time on a chart. By the way, the Dead Sea salt, according to an independent lab we hired, in no way chemically resembles real Dead Sea salt. Yet these gimmicks appeal to the desperately faithful.
We are so vulnerable to anything.
Carol says she sent the Reverend about $500, and she is not alone. Donations to Popoff's ministry soared to $23 million. He just sold this California house for almost $2 million. Recently, he was spotted in a Porsche, and today he drives this Mercedes. Together, he and his wife were paid nearly $1 million in 2005. We tried to talk to Popoff about this, but he ignored our letter and phone calls.
Hi, Reverend Popoff. Jim Avila, ABC.
I have no comment.
Can I talk just for a second?
I'm sorry.
I'm wondering about this.
So we tried to talk to him in person.
We can ask you a couple questions.
He's been through this before.
Here it comes. I'll tell you, you're going to work.
Miracle healings first propelled him up the televangelist ladder in the mid-1980s.
Here it goes. In Jesus' name, right now. Hallelujah.
They're usually very carefully rehearsed for this.
The climb to the top stopped abruptly when private investigator James Randi, who's made a career of exposing psychics, healers, and the supernatural, exposed Popoff in a big way.
There are always suckers out there who will fall for this sort of thing, people who are naive enough to subscribe to it.
Is it Gould, Alice Gould? God is touching that thyroid condition right now.
He noticed that Popoff seemed to know personal details of his audience members before he even met them.
Louise Cooper, arthritis in her left knee.
How long have you been suffering?
Could that voice in his ear be from God?
1627
10th Street.
That's right.
They thought that this was something supernatural and that Popoff had access to it.
No, it wasn't God, but his wife, Elizabeth, off stage in a secret booth.
Hello, Petey. Can you hear me? If you can't, you're in trouble.
She pre-interviewed audience members before the show to gather information, which she then relayed directly to Popoff, not through angels, but through a wireless earpiece like this.
She has arthritis all over.
Burning this arthritis right out of your body.
Randy's staff used a radio scanner to record the secret transmissions, and suddenly the miracles seemed a bit less miraculous.
Jody Dean? No, should be right there on your right side. Right side.
Glory to God, come on up here.
No, that's not her.
Glory to God.
That might be her.
Here it comes.
And she's praying for her daughter, Joy, who's allergic to...
I'll tell you, God is going to give Joy complete deliverance.
Many of them are incurable in many cases, or they just don't know what's wrong with them.
So they want to believe.
Not only that, more importantly, they need to believe. They desperately need it.
After Popoff was exposed, he reportedly filed for bankruptcy and went off the air for a time.
Greater is he!
Now, almost 20 years later...
Hey, man, here we go.
He's pushing miracles again.
Now, let me send you this new large packet of Miracle Spring Water. It's important. Don't miss this miracle moment.
Carol Bercier knew nothing of his shady past. Now she believes the man she had so much trust in used her faith against her.
I just thought it was like a miracle was to happen because it felt like it was going to be a miracle. He was going to just heal them like that. Both of them. Didn't happen.